You don't begin too many interviews by apologizing and saying, Barbara, you have no idea how lucky you are that you didn't get stuck listening to Amy's rap music during the break like I did. Barbara Vondel is with us. She's a lifetime Williston resident, and I want to thank in advance. I have a good friend up in Williston I've told you about many times, Steve Slocum, and he sends me clips from the area. And I also want to thank Jerry Burness. Jerry writes for the Williston Herald, and I wouldn't have found out about Barbara had I not had this information come to me, but she is organizing people to battle the rising rental costs in Williston. And this is a real, real issue. And so I'm glad that we were able to hook up with Barbara. Barbara, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Give people an example of what's going on, what the problem is.
We don't have any housing. that's the problem. There's no place to rent. And if you do find a place to rent, it's pretty expensive, anywhere from, I'm going to say, you know, $1,500 a month to we can go as far as $4,000 a month.
Well, in the article, they point out, how an Arizona company purchased the Shots Mobile home park and immediately increased the lot rent to $750 a month.
That's true.
Boom. I mean, all these people that were living there because that's what they could afford, now we're put in a position where they couldn't even afford it, Barbara.
Right. And most of them are elderly people, and most of them, I mean, that's their home. They own their home, so their bills were minimum, the $300, $350 a month.
Well, Barbara, I want to throw this at people so they understand. Governor Jack Dalrymple saw, the biennium before, the biennium before, he saw how quickly the housing incentive fund went out. And so he proposed $50 million more dollars going into the fund. The legislature, and if it's infinite wisdom, reduced that amount to $35 million, and that's already gone. That's done. That's gone.
Right,
and we have the money, Barbara. That's what's so mad for me about this. So, what type of traction are you getting? Are there people that are joining with you in your efforts to make this more public, Barbara?
Yes, actually, we're doing really good. We've got we've expanded, and now, mind you, our group page has been up for maybe 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks. Yesterday, and we already have over 800 members. About 400 are new, just from all the news stuff. We have an online petition, and we're getting comments from like Texas and North Carolina and Wisconsin, and from people who have lived here and have moved out and maybe want to move back, but they can't because of the rent.
They'd like to see their grandchildren.
Well, they'd like, or come back and see their grandparents, and they're all worried because what do they do? How do their parents survive? Because I know one gal, she lives in Fargo, and she says, I'm worried about my parents. What's going to happen with them? And I said, I don't know. We're working on it, and we're trying. Like Section 8 has no money. The housing in Williston has no money. There's a waiting list for 10 to 12 months. There's a waiting list on Section 8 for 18 months to 2 years. We have Lutheran Social Services putting in this, they're redoing the junior high. And there's 44 apartments in there. But when you have a trailer court full of 130 people that are, most are on low income, where do you go with the rest of them? Even if, and I don't know how many people are going into that 44 unit. So what do we do?
I want to point out that, Barbara, you're not affected by this personally. You just had had it. I mean, you just had it and said, you know what, I'll work on this.
Yeah, my mom has Alzheimer's, and she's, I thought if she was in this position, if some big corporation or some investment property had done this to her, I would fight tooth and nail for her. And that's what I've been saying. I don't, because yesterday someone said, well, don't you live there? And I went, no. And they said, well, why are you doing this? I said, because someone has to. I mean, someone has to, you know, you can only take so much. And then you got to stand up and fight. So we're checking into everything and everything that we could possibly check into. There's just nothing. So hopefully we're trying to get the word out there that maybe we can get developers in, you know, developers to come in and, you know, we're going to meet with this city and say, okay, how can we help these seniors? What can we do, you know, to get some affordable housing in for them? Because right now it's that trailer court that's important. We need to figure out something for them.
Barbara,
even the last resort is, you know, talking to the people in Arizona and going, hey, how about being a good sport and lowering that lot rent back down for, you know, a year?
What'd they say?
No, I haven't talked to them yet, but I'm sure after by the time I get done sending all the news stuff down to the Scottsdale, Arizona newspapers, they'll probably be willing to work with me just to shut me up, I guess.
Well, you know what, Barbara? At least you're willing to fight the fight. And it brings me back to the mayor of Williston, I think, is one of the better mayors that this state has. Our political philosophies are opposite. Full disclosure here. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat. Doesn't mean that I don't think Ward Cozier believes in and has served Williston really well. What is he saying about this? Is he thrown in with your group? Does he appreciate your efforts?
We haven't talked to him yet. I know when we were having our protest, I think someone said that they saw him drive by and that we were kind of hoping that maybe he'd stop and, you know, come over and, you know, give us a handshake or whatever. But we've just been so busy trying to get everything done. And I know that like next week we're going to start going into the city commission's office and, you know, getting a bunch of stuff, you know, seeing what we can help with. And so we're going to be making that, you know, connection and seeing what, you know, what can we do?
Barbara, here's some free advice from a former legislator with 14 years of experience. Okay. The problem doesn't lie in Williston. The problem lies in Bismarck. They're the ones taking the money through the oil extraction tax to Bismarck, and they're not distributing the money back from whence it came. And the problem truly lies in Bismarck. And so you can go to the city commission, but they're going to tell you, talk to the area legislators whose job it was to get you this money back. And I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus here. But the article clearly states, and I think it's well done by Jerry Burness here in the Williston Herald, that the governor asked for $50 million, which I would have argued isn't enough in the first place because you have the money to put more in. And the legislators I'm talking about here cut you down to 35, and it ran out right away. So
yeah.
It isn't. You don't have to be Dick Tracy to figure out where the problem is here, Barbara.
Yeah, and you know, I've sent out some emails to, you know, Bismarck and I don't know, maybe they're just, you know, maybe they don't want to talk to me. Maybe they're just
Well, you got three of them right in town. You have three of them right, and Stan Leeson is the only one I really know. He's very approachable, and I could work well with Stan. The House members, I don't know. I saw them writing a lot of it's not my fault kind of letters, but let me tell you this. They owe it to you to talk to you. You pay them.
Yeah. And see, I think they owe it to the elderly people in that trailer court, because those people are the ones that built up our city. Those people, Williston wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our senior citizens who have grown up here, raised their kids here, put into the community, sustain the community. And, you know, I think they deserve a little bit better. I think they deserve to be able to live out their lives wherever they want to, or you know, and if they have their own trailers and they're sitting in this trailer court, then, you know, I don't know, maybe the state of North Dakota can buy back that trailer court and just, you know, let them, you know, put a management team over them and just manage it for them. I mean, you know, there's got to be something.
I agree. There has to be affordable housing. There has to be and we do. We have the ability to do it. We have the finances to do it. We have the structure to do it through the Housing Incentive Fund.
And
we sit there and we brag about having $6 billion in the bank. So we have $6 billion in the bank, and you've got, in this article, it talks about an elderly woman sitting on her steps sobbing because she doesn't have any place to go, Barbara.
Yep, and that was that right there was the straw that broke the camel's back. And I thought, what would I do if that was my mom? And you know what? If we're living up here and all of this oil and all of this money and all this revenue coming in, they need to start putting some of it back into the community, and they need to do senior development. And maybe that's, you know, maybe that's the next step. Maybe that's the fight instead of taking the protest here in Williston. We'll just, you know, I'm sure that I have lots of people that will come to Bismarck with me.
Barbara, I don't know what party you're from, but you should run for the legislature. They need you. Okay. Just what you wanted to do, get into politics, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, but seriously, keep, and I was serious about that, but keep active. Keep active. Anytime you want to get word out through one of our stations here on the News and Views Radio Network, Keys 660, you've got access here through News and Views, because there's a lot of people that listen to Keys, and it is the backbone of that community when it comes to radio. And people like you deserve to be heard on Keys 660.
You know, and we really, really appreciate all of you in the radio and the news, because I'll tell you what, it's just jumped from a little, you know, from a few members to now we're getting the word out there. You know, we're getting the word out over in California, you know, down in Texas, down on. So this is really doing good, because, you know, we're gaining a lot of support. So the more support we get from all over, you know, the more our state can say, oh, yeah, we better, you know, because these people are going to be watching. And so whatever Bismarck decides to do, we can just take it and say, okay, you know what? 1,000 people have wrote in, you know, that you need to do something.
Barbara, you keep fighting the good fight. And okay. When it gets tiring, when you think you've had enough, keep remembering that woman sitting on the steps. Barbara, thank you for coming on News and Views.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet.